performed St. Paul's Way Movement No. 1 by Gustav Holst. Also, On a Hymn Song of Philip Bliss by David R. Holsinger, and Mock Morris by Percy Granger, arranged by Sandra Dachau. And the director is Greg Conway.
This is Mitchell Klein. I'm conductor of the Peninsula Symphony and Peninsula Youth Orchestra and guest conductor awaiting Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra led by Greg Conway. Shaping of phrases. Generally pretty nice piano subito in bar 13. Very nice shaping of groupings. Wonderful sound in the fortissimo at 26. Generally good uniformity of bow strokes. We have a few players who like to play out at the point exclusively, but not a whole lot. Well-balanced sections. Second violins do very nicely in this. There's a consistent sense of real control over dynamics that's quite admirable. Things don't happen by accident. Good ensemble sense. Whenever you go into one, tends to slow down just a tiny bit. I'm not sure you really want to do that. But very effective dynamic contrasts once again. Rehearsal 6, first violins mark poco pesante. I don't hear that. Although your conducting isn't particularly flashy, the big moments always sound big. There's a wonderful sense of clear architecture about this. Duple length, not always consistent. Subito piano at 165 could be better. Fortissimo at 170 is a little disappointing considering how well controlled all the other dynamics are. Nice subito piumoso at 9. Nice stringendo accelerando from 208. That was very well coordinated. If you give just a little more click on some of those, they'll be a little more precisely together, but generally very good. And the last subito piano to a fortissimo, first and second beat worked very, very well. It was a really very effective performance. You should be very proud of that. Holsinger. Entirely different set of challenges here. Phrasing, legato, sostenuto. This opening is very beautiful. Very well blended sound, warm with a real energetic texture and yet highly controlled dynamics and lovely phrasing. Have a wonderful blend of sound in this group. It's even all the way through. You could stand a few more basses, but all of the textures have the same basic warm sound quality, and they're well balanced and blended. In bar 24 of violins. It's a little unspecific. How long is that eighth note? How does it get released? Moving lines are always wonderfully audible and focused. Once again, that crescendo from 31 through 34 is subtle but clear. There's a lot of very good musicianship in this group. Occasionally, a tie into an eighth note with another three eighth notes at the end, the connection is slightly lost. Excellent release. The bar in the middle of 45, although the sforzando could be more pronounced even than that. Subito mezzo forte in 48 seems a little loud. Wonderful sostenuto quality throughout all of this. Rallentando in 53 could be broader. It's a lovely piece, isn't it? Nice nostalgic quality about this ending. It's a marvelous sense of pace about all of this. It's really a very artistic performance. Shouldn't 64 be noticeably slower than the previous tempo? I don't think it is. Very, very beautiful performance. It was really very touching. Should give them a clearer release at the end, and you can sustain it even a little longer and make that moment last. Very effectively done. Percy Grainger. Syncopated rhythm in the second and fourth bars doesn't really come out in the audience. But I like the bow stroke, the consistency of quarter note articulation. Could finish better going into C. Finish one thing before you start the next. Second phrase finished better going into E. Once again, lovely blend of voices. All the syncopated rhythms don't really project. Once again, going into J, let it finish. Transitions feel just a bit rushed. Ah, nice subito mezzo forte at L. Once again, all the syncopations do not project. Fortissimo, bar 108 doesn't really happen, and you can't rush from that to the next. Your violas are doing very well here. Fortissimo, 160. Very, very well done. It's really a fine group. Even, strong, interesting playing, nice dynamic control for the most part, good intonation, but especially a real ensemble sense. Congratulations.